Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, your pastor. And if I'm not, I want to be. We're reading through the Bible, and we're on 1 Samuel chapter 6. And I went to, there are 21 verses in this chapter. I went through all this yesterday, and the Lord led me to introduce to people something that they must know, is that when you accept Jesus, when you receive him, you've received all of him, all of his power. He doesn't want you to receive a little bit of him, but he wants you to receive him all. He wants you to receive all or nothing at all. That's the only way you're a Christian, is to receive all of Jesus. But that was a tape that came to around 57 minutes. And now we're going to do go into 1 Samuel now, 6th chapter. But let's ask the Lord to anoint it. Father, anoint this chapter. Make it for the with your word, the healing waters, the healing balm. There is a balm in Gilead. It's the Spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We must be in the Spirit if we're going to be part of the tree of life. You are the tree of life, and Lord, we are part of you. We're your body. And so we must be alive before we can bring forth life. And so, Lord, anoint all your words into our spirits, into our minds, and make our mind and our spirit one in your spirit, that we may live another day in Jesus, our everything, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says a mighty amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now let's go ahead.
1 Samuel chapter 6, the Philistines returning the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. King James Version, verse 1. And the Ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. Verse 2, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. Verse 3, and they said, If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Verse 4, Then said they, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emerods, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all, and on your lords. Verse 5, Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods, and images of your mice, that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Verse 6. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed?
See, God has all this power to cause nations to release you. To cause every plague that God wants to befall on a nation or on any person. God has this power to do these things, and he gives this power to us to shut up the heavens so that it raineth not, and to, if we happen to eat poisonous things, and there's a lot of poisonous things in these last days, everything is contaminated, that God will not allow these poisonous things that we eat, if we ask the Lord to bless them, to kill us. And we, by mistake, may pick up a serpent and it would bite us and we would not die. Now, a lot of church groups, or there's been quite a few of them that have taken snakes, and they try to pick them up and they bite them and they die because they're tempting the Lord. or they'll drink poison and they die. But you're not to do that. You're to just ask the Lord to pray that peradventure you would drink something or eat something that was poisoned, that it won't kill you, and that you may, while you're going through the woods or something, and be bitten by a snake. If you're in the Spirit, if you're walking in the power of the Spirit, not by might or power, but by my Spirit, walking in the Spirit, well, they will not kill you. But if you deliberately try to do something like that, or try to tempt the Lord by picking up snakes or drinking something poison, you die. You die. Okay, then what?
Verse 7. Now therefore make a new cart, and take two milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. Verse 8. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go.
Yeah, these jewels were a mice and emeralds. Amen. Then what else? Then what? Golden ones.
Verse 9. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh. Then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us.
Right.
Verse 10. And the men did so, and took two milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home.
Yeah, that is just a coincidence, but... Okay, verse 11.
Okay. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emrods. Translation, verse 1 through 11. The Philistines returning the ark of the covenant of the Lord. The ark of the Lord remained in Philistine territory 7 months in all. Verse 2. Then the Philistines called in their priests and diviners and asked them, quote, what should we do about the ark of the Lord? Tell us how to return it to its own land, unquote. Verse 3. Quote, send the ark of the God of Israel back along with a gift, unquote. They were told, quote, send a gift offering so the plague will stop. Then if the plague doesn't stop, you will know that God didn't send the plague after all. Unquote. Verse 4. Quote, what sort of guilt offering should we send? They asked. And they were told, quote, since the plague has struck both you and your five rulers, make 5 gold tumors and 5 gold rats, just like those that have ravaged the land. Bracket, these tumors were actually hemorrhoids. And bracket. Verse 5. Make the things to show honor to the God of Israel. Perhaps then he will stop afflicting you, your gods, and your land. Verse 6. Don't be stubborn and rebellious as Pharaoh and the Egyptians were. They wouldn't let Israel go until God had ravaged them with dreadful plagues. Verse 7. Now build a new cart and find 2 cows that have just had calves. Make sure the cows have never been yoked to a cart. Hitch the cows to the cart, but shut their calves away from them in a pen. Verse 8. Put the ark of the Lord on the cart, and beside it place a chest containing the gold rats and the golden tumors, bracket or emrods or piles, unbracket. Then let the cows go wherever they want. Verse 9. If they cross the border of our land and go to Beth Shemesh, we will know it was the Lord who brought this great disaster upon us. If they don't, we will know that the plague was simply a coincidence and was not sent by the Lord at all. Unquote. Verse 10. So these instructions were carried out. 2 cows with newborn calves were hitched to the cart, and the calves were shut up in a pen. Verse 11. Then the ark of the Lord and the chest containing the gold rats and gold tumors, bracket or emrods, and bracket, were placed on the cart. King James Version, verse 12. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. Verse 13. and they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Verse 14. And the cart came into the field of Joshua at Beth Shemite and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. Verse 15. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. Verse 16. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. Verse 17. And these are the golden emerods which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. For Ashdod one, for Gaza one, for Ashkelon one, for Gath one, for Ekron one. Verse 18. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Beth Shemite. Verse 19. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,710 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. Verse 20. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? Verse 21. And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. Translation, verse 12 through 21. And sure enough, the cows went straight along the road toward Beth Shemesh, lowing as they went. The Philistine rulers followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Verse 13. The people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting wheat in the valley, and when they saw the ark, they were overjoyed! Exclamation mark. Verse 14. The ark came into the field of a man named Joshua, and stopped beside a large rock. So the people broke up the wood of the cart for a fire, and killed the cows, and sacrificed them to the Lord as a burnt offering. Verse 15. Several men of the tribe of Levi lifted the ark of the Lord, and the chest containing the gold rats and gold tumors, from the cart, and placed them on the large rock. Many burnt offerings and sacrifices were offered to the Lord that day by the people of Beth Shemesh. Verse 16. The five Philistine rulers watched all this, and then returned to Ekron that same day. Verse 17. The five gold tumors that were sent by the Philistines as a guilt offering to the Lord were gifts from the rulers of Ashdod, Gaza, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. Verse 18. The five gold rats represented the five Philistine cities and their surrounding villages, which were controlled by the five rulers. The large rock at Beth Shemesh, where they sent the ark of the Lord, still stands in the field of Joshua as a reminder of what happened there. The ark moved to Kirjath-Jearim. Verse 19. But the Lord killed 70 men from Beth Shemesh, because they looked into the ark of the Lord, and the people mourned greatly because of what the Lord had done. Verse 20, quote, Who is able to stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God? Unquote, they cried out. Quote, Where can we send the ark from here? Unquote. Verse 21. So they sent messengers to the people of Kirjath-Jearim and told them, quote, The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord. Please come here and get it! Exclamation mark, unquote.
All right, that was the 21 verses in chapter 6 of 1 Samuel, and now we've got some commentary.
6 verse 3. trespass offering is indicating that they knew that they needed to make an offering to expiate the crime or do away with the crime of stealing the ark. 6 verse 4. It was common among the pagan nations to make representation of the part of the body that had been healed or of the danger from which one had been delivered and offer it to the gods in a gesture of thanksgiving. 6 verse 5. Quote, "Give glory to God, the God of Israel," unquote, is to acknowledge his superiority over their gods. 6 verse 6. Though this event happened many years later, the exodus of the Israelites and the plagues of the Egyptians were well known outside the Hebrew community. 6 verse 9. Beth Shemesh was about 14 miles west of Jerusalem. 6 verse 12. The border of Beth Shemesh was about 12 miles from the Philistine city of Ekron. That these cows go 12 miles, taking the most direct road, not turning to the right hand or the left, is a miracle great enough to convince the Philistines that their troubles are from the hand of the Lord God of Israel. 6 verse 19. Though they're joyful at the return of the ark, verse 13, they still look at it as magical rather than as the holy presence of God. This verse contains an obscure Hebrew construction, but the most likely understanding is that 70 men, then 50,000, were stricken. Perhaps 70 in Beth Shemesh, followed by thousands in the surrounding territory. 6 verse 6. As the Philistine leaders looked for a way to get rid of the ark, their priests reminded them of the high cost of Pharaoh's resistance to God years earlier in Egypt. This object lesson is for us as well, not just for the Philistines. The refusal to move toward recovery is costly. Stubbornness and self-willfulness often carry the great price or the hefty price tag of reckless, broken relationships and unreconciled pasts. 6 verse 19. This seems a harsh judgment, but it carries with it a reminder of the high cost of disobedience to the Lord. Here the Israelites were held accountable to the instructions God had given them regarding the treatment of the ark. Either they were ignorant of these instructions, or they chose to ignore them. In the Bible, God has given us instructions for healthy living here on this earth and to have eternal life. When we fail to follow God's instructions, His word, whether it's out of ignorance or choice, the consequences are the same. They will be devastating. Neglecting God's instructions proved fatal for this group of Israelites. The same consequences may awake us if we fail to listen to God and heed His word.
Right, when the Lord says something, just because there's a victory in the camp doesn't mean that you can break the word. People were told not to do that, and they died because they did. There was a great victory there, but not for them. And it's good to remember that we have to continue on in the spirit of the Lord Jesus. We have to receive all of Him. All or nothing at all, that's what the Lord wants. All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. To give ourselves completely over to the Lord so that the signs that He said would follow those that believe, all, in other words, all the Word of God, would follow us. In other words, it's like follow the leader. There's one person walking down the road, and right behind him is following him is like the power to cast out devils, the healing, the salvation, every power of God to raise the dead. All these men are walking behind you, and all of them is just a combination of the Lord Jesus Christ and His power. Amen.
Amen.
So either receive all of Him or nothing, because That's the first and most important commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And if I were you, I'd consider that and be meditating on that all the time and look at the Word of God and see, judge yourself now, because you're going to be judged by this same Word when you get up to eternity. Judge yourself. Am I following the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? And am I loving my neighbor as myself? Or am I just the type of person that loves to throw wet blankets over everything? Am I a person that just loves to throw a monkey wrench in because I want to exalt myself over the Word of God? Think about that. And then straighten yourself out by reading the Word of God and living the Word of God. Receive all of Him so that you can have all of His power. All of this power. All power in heaven and earth is His, and if you receive Him, you have it. So until chapter 7 of 1 Samuel, this is Tony Alamo, your pastor, and if I'm not, I want to be, saying God bless you and praise the Lord.